pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in Central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Danny Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Friday, February the 8th. We've got a jam-packed show for you today. We are going to talk with UNK football coach Daryl Morris. As we mentioned throughout the week, they were waiting an extra day to send out their list of names. 17 on the list that was released last night. And as always, with the Division II and NAIA schools, they will continue to kind of pick up the pieces of the kids that didn't maybe go where they thought they were going to go, Division I, 1AA, or anything like that. And we'll talk with Daryl Morris about the kids that are on the list and what they're still looking for. Also, district wrestling starts today. We will catch up with Ross Halford of HuskerMat.com. He will join us on the program to preview the districts this weekend as teams try to qualify for state next week at the Quest Center in Omaha. 1 week from this moment will be a full diving into all that wrestling Thursday, Friday, and Saturday next week. Also, Nebraska football news. We will talk with Mark King, the head football coach at Lincoln Southwest, Baker Steinkuhler's head football coach for the last 4 years. And, of course, for Coach King, Steinkuhler was a four-year starter, started on both sides of the ball, and he is Nebraska's number one recruit. If you look at the services, he is the only five-star, and he never wavered in his commitment, of course, the son of Dean Steinkuhler, brother to Ty, a lot of tradition, a lot of ties there. And we will talk with Mark King in the second half of the program today. So all of that is coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'd love to get your emails, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. You can give us a phone call at 1-888-455-ESPN. 1-888-455-ESPN. But Derek, we are missing someone today.
Yeah, we are.
So I've pulled out some pictures.
The studio here is much more roomy. It's roomier without Daddy around.
We have a variety of different pictures here with Daddy in these pictures, and I'm trying to find one that I actually want to just kind of set across here from me and Daddy, and I think I'm going to go with this one because he's actually pointing, and so it's like Daddy right there making fun of us. And so I'm just going to set Daddy's picture up right there, and we'll leave it till he returns on Monday.
A 1/32nd model of
I don't know,
Daddy.
I think you could put 32 of those together, and we still got a ways to go. Hey, some great basketball was played last night, and wow, did they have some games on our sister station, 1230 KHAS. When you're playing for conference championships, whether it's regular season or tournament time, you get some great basketball. And Ravenna and Adams Central put on one last night. Adams Central come roaring out of the gates, a chance to play for the first time since being knocked out in the quarterfinals of the Luplac Conference Tournament. And then Tuesday's game with St. Cecilia was called off because of the weather. They're going to play that tomorrow. And Adams Central roared out to an 18-4 first quarter lead. Had a comfortable halftime lead, I believe, of 13, 15 points. And Ravenna just slowly chipped away at it. 7-point lead with just over a minute to go. And then Ravenna hit some threes. Adams Central missed some free throws. And Ravenna was fouled as time expired on a 3-point attempt. Down by two. And Jordan Jezik hit two of the three free throws to send it to overtime. And Ravenna came all the way back to beat Adams Central 75-71 in overtime. Now Adams Central has St. Cecilia left to play on their plate coming up tomorrow. And what a ball game that was. Ravenna also won the girls game over Adams Central a little easier than they did in the championship last weekend, 56-37. Kearney Catholic boys, a 2-point win over Loup City, 56-54. The girls from Kearney Catholic also a winner. Gibbons swept Franklin last night. Minden swept Wood River. Giltner and Silver Lake battled, and both the girls teams have been right up there. Giltner easily wins the boys game, and Silver Lake easily wins the girls' game. They are on a roll. And Sutton and St. Cecilia. Hastings St. Cecilia, I think you better look out. They are in with Minden and St. Paul in next week's sub-district. And they gave Sutton all they wanted last night, 51-49 Sutton. But I think St. Cecilia might finally be hitting their stride. And tonight, St. Cecilia's boys will play Grand Island Central Catholic. There are some great games tonight, tomorrow, to finish up the regular season. A few boys games, of course, next week as well. Here on ESPN, the Kearney High boys will host Lincoln Southwest tonight. You'll hear the St. Cecilia Central Catholic boys game on KHAS. Loup City and Centura girls and boys doubleheader is on Power 99 tonight. Kearney's girls are at Southwest. Hastings girls are at Norris. Grand Island plays Lincoln North Star. Boys at home and girls are on the road. Northwest boys are at very, very tough Beatrice tonight as well. And then there's just a ton of doubleheaders. The final big night of C&D basketball for girls and boys anyway. Around the area. Axtell's at Elwood, Wood River's at Donovan, Holdridge is at Central City tonight, and a variety of other games will be going on this evening as well. And, of course, district wrestling getting underway. A lot of coaches are getting ready for their seating meetings, weigh-ins early this afternoon, and most meets will get going around 3:30 this afternoon in classes B, C, and D. B schools, for the most part, are headed to York from our listening area. Class C schools are either going to St. Paul or Ravenna, and Class D schools, for the most part, are going to Amherst. You can hear the finals of the D3 meet from Amherst tomorrow on Power 99, starting at around 2 o'clock with our coverage. So all kinds of things are going on this weekend. UNK Wrestling is home tonight and tomorrow. Hastings Wrestling is home against Briarcliff for a duel tomorrow afternoon. Hastings Basketball is at Dort tomorrow. UNK Basketball is at Colorado Mines tonight for their only games. And believe it or not, Hastings and UNK baseball teams are beginning their seasons in Colorado, and they may have to move from a field to a different field, but it sounds like they're going to get their games in. Hastings starts today, and UNK starts tomorrow. All that going on, but most of the news this week has still been about football and National Letter of Intent signing day coming up on Wednesday. And we've heard from Bo Pelini, we've heard from Paul Merkowitz over at Hastings College, and now we're pleased to catch up with, on the Doug and Daddy Show, the head football coach from the University of Nebraska at Kearney, Darrell Morris joins us. Good morning, Coach.
Hey, guys. How are we today?
Well, we're doing okay, and glad to have you along with us.
Well, my pleasure.
Daddy had all kind of questions for you, but he's not here today. So
what's wrong with him?
I'll give you A and B, and you can pick. Let's just start. Overall impressions, 17 names come out. Obviously, you got a lot more you're looking for, but overall impressions with the names you released yesterday.
Well, it's a group of kids that hopefully will meet the needs that we felt like we have, not only for the next year perhaps with some of the kids we brought in the semester, but also a year or two down the road when you know this particular position is going to be vacated because of graduation. So we went out looking for guys that could fit the needs that we have, and we feel like we met that.
You always, I can ask you what you're looking for, what you really want to get after, and you always respond with linemen. Is that the same case this year?
Well, I just don't think anybody, it's like post players in basketball. Everybody's hunting a post player, and I think everybody's always hunting linemen, no matter whether you're talking about the NFL or college football. But this year, we had to go out and find us a couple inside linebackers, which with Justin Sweberg from Axtell and Ethan Kuhlman from Kensington, Kansas, I think we really did a great job of meeting that particular need that we had. Both those kids are big, they're strong, they run well, they'll hit you. And so we're excited about being able to solidify that particular position for years to come.
You have also secured a couple of top-notch running backs from the area. Rustin Dring, a lot of people know about, and we heard from earlier in the week, said, I wanted to go to UNK. Well, because A, it's UNK, but B, they were going to keep me as a running back. And then you got Jason Long over at Cozad. He's an undersized back, but the yards
so
he puts
Danny
up.
Woodhead.
Well, exactly. The yards he puts up, undeniable.
Oh, and he's extremely quick. He goes he goes side to side very, and he's one of those kids that can make about four or five moves in about the distance that it would take him to run across a phone booth. So he's one of those guys that's what you'd call a water bug or a scat back. Has the potential of doing a lot of different things in our offense. He's another Eric Myrick, perhaps, or somebody like that. So we're excited to have Jason. Rusty Dring, and this comes from the mouth of several Metro high school football coaches who felt like he was the best running back in this state, and we're thrilled to death to have him.
Where do you where do you look at bringing these kids along? I guess kind of look back at kids that you have brought in. What's the timetable for maybe some of these area kids for you?
Well, you know, I've always been and still are a believer in the philosophy that we try to redshirt every kid that we bring in because, you know, it takes about 5 years to get a college degree anymore. They're bigger, they're faster, they're stronger, they're smarter, they're more experienced that fifth year than they would be their fourth year. The first year, the transition of leaving high school and going to college and getting, you know, figuring out where your dorm room's at and where the lunchroom is and also what the heck that football coach is talking about. So I would like to redshirt all of them. At running back, you know, we've got, you know, there's a couple kids there. We got Derek Grant, who a lot of people don't know anything about, who's another Jason Long-type player. Of course, we have Brendan Lease, who's the heir apparent to the job that Jake Richardson left as through graduation. So, but there's not a lot of depth there. So things could happen, which would require a guy like Rusty or even Jason Long to actually play some football for you next fall. I would hope that that would not occur and that we could give those kids the opportunity to learn our offense and grow a little bit and put on some weight, put on some muscle, and get ready for a career that's going to, you know, bode them well.
Daryl Morris, the head football coach at the University of Nebraska at Kearney, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. I've got to ask you about a particular kid that we got to see play a couple of times this year, and I know that we had a chance to talk to a couple of your assistant coaches about him, and that's Jay Rikes, who played for Pope John, a 6'4", 210 tight end, who plays like he's 240 rumbling down the field. This is a very impressive kid. What can you tell us about him and what he lights up about your eye when you saw him?
Well, you know, a couple things about him. He number one, he has a history. Obviously, Nate Rikes is a very good football player for us here at defensive end. Nate came out of McCook, but they're cousins, and that gives him a little bit of history with our program. But he is a big-bodied guy. He's another Kyle Roop. He's another Tyler McNitt-type kid for us. We hope he's athletic. He can jump. He can go get the ball. He's got good hands. He can run with the football after you get it to him. So, you know, he's just the kind of guy that I think a lot of people are looking for these days in a wide receiver. And, you know, is he the fastest receiver on the planet? No, he's not. But if you think about the way it actually works, defensive backs only run as fast as the receiver's running. So it doesn't matter that the defensive back can run a 4-4 and Rikes is a, you know, a 4-7 guy. The fact of the matter is it comes down to who can battle for the football and then who's got to tackle who after somebody's got it. And we feel like he's going to be excellent for us in that role.
Well, they're not going to run very fast when he lays them out, I'll tell you that.
No, they're not. No, they're, and he is a big guy. So we just have a lot. We think we understand how to get him to the point where he can really be a successful player for us.
Daryl, what about some of the out-of-state kids, which obviously no one, including myself, will have any knowledge about? Who stands out here?
Well, you know, I think, again, Ethan Kuhlman, for sure, is a young man that a lot of things. He's 6'4". He plays a lot of basketball. He's scoring a lot of points. He's a double-double guy, you know, in basketball. And it actually came down between us and Pratt Junior College as a basketball player. So very excited to have him. Justin Carlisle, the young man that we got out of Parkland, Florida, is a very good defensive back prospect. We tried to get, you know, we recruited another young man that ended up going to the University of Nebraska at Omaha, but I'm not sure we didn't get a better football player than Justin Carlisle. So we're excited about him. You know, so I think he's going to be a guy that can really help us. Aaron Urbanski's another young man from right here in this neighborhood that's going to be a good player for us also. But I just think we got some kids from different locations, and Trevor Toteef is a good defensive back prospect for us, getting Trevor out of Arvada West High School in Colorado, and I think he's going to fulfill a need for us in that area in the secondary, and we needed to get some guys out of the secondary. So, you know, there's just a good mixture of kids that I think are going to be good football players down the road.
A couple more questions for you. UNK football coach Daryl Morris with us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Daddy asked Coach Merkowitz about this yesterday. What about this walk-on program? I think you talked about it when this all fell down last year. What about Nebraska's walk-on program and how it will affect you?
Well, it has an impact on small college football in this state. There's just absolutely no question about it. They're going to walk on, or they are walking on, you know, 20 to 25 kids when it's all said and done probably. And every one of those kids are Division II prospects, and they should be playing at UNK or UNO or Wayne or someplace like that, and actually having a football experience. And it's a practice philosophy that Coach Osborne had at Nebraska when he was the head football coach there. It's smart for them to do that. It works for the way they're going to practice with multiple stations. But when you have a starting offense and a backup offense, and they have complete defenses to work against, they get a ton of reps, and that provides a tremendous amount of efficiency for them offensively. And then, and the same thing for their two defenses, they'll have two complete offenses going, and those kids are predominantly the walk-on kids that they bring in. And we'd like them to be in a football program where they're actually going to play some football.
And Darryl, will this now be the tougher time, because this is usually where, doesn't matter the sport, you're kind of looking for kids that maybe didn't make it where they thought they were going to make it to add to your list like you always do?
Well, yeah, I mean, you always are looking for one of those kids, you know, that thought he was going to, Notre Dame or USC or something like that, and it didn't work out or something like that. So, yeah, you know, we actually held back some money that might be available for a specific kid at some positions where we're still going to look for some help. It's still going to be a defensive lineman. It's still going to be an offensive lineman and that kind of thing. So, hopefully, we'll be able to find a couple of those kids still available.
And Darryl, hey, just popped into my head. I was kind of thinking, listening to the station this morning. Have you talked to Richie Ross lately?
You know, I talked to Richie yesterday. As a matter of fact, he's working hard in his rehab. He got the screws taken out of his kneecap that he suffered in practice for NFL Europe down in Tampa, Florida. He thinks he'll probably be ready to go about May. He was on the practice squad for the Titans, so now it comes down to, do the Titans want to bring him back and put him back on the squad, or does he look for somebody else to pick him up? But he thought his rehab was going well. He was doing some agility work, so he says there's no question in my mind my football career is not over, and there's no reason why I shouldn't be in a camp somewhere in August.
Great, great. Glad to hear it. Well,
yeah.
We'll let you get back to work, Darryl. I appreciate the time here, and we'll catch up with you again soon.
All right. Get Daddy a cold shower and some coffee.
We'll do what we can.
All right.
Darryl Morris, head football coach at the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Sometimes the guests know the hosts way too well. 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us anytime, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. I really think that's where the walk-on program is going to affect the colleges a little bit more, the smaller colleges in the state, because this is the point, and I think Tom Kropp was one of the first ones on the basketball side to really point this out, you know, years ago, is that the reason some of these smaller schools can hang in there is because they continue to work and find I think there's more, you can pick more, like a Dusty Juro for the basketball team is perfect. Went to Northern Iowa, didn't want to stay there. He's a Division I kid. And here he is at UNK, and we all see what he did, and you can pick a whole ton of kids like that. And just because there's more in mass on the football field, maybe sometimes you don't notice them so much, but you know, you've got to be able to find your Danny Woodheads who didn't take that track, made a direct track, but obviously could have played Division I football. You've got to find kids like that. And if these kids right now are saying, well, you know, I can walk on at Nebraska, or I can basically do the same thing at any other college in the state, you know, they might be tending to look at Nebraska if with a higher profile and maybe working to do that, although the chances of playing are probably a little bit better, or obviously a lot better than going to some of the other places around the state of Nebraska. So we'll see how many more are added to the list. Four that came in the spring, 17 now that will be coming in the fall. And as we said, Rustin Dring out of Kearney, Justin Long out of Cozad, Justin Swedberg of Axtell, Aaron Urbanski of Kearney Catholic, Dan Janovich of Gretna, Colby Henderson of Wakefield are among some of the Nebraska kids, along with Jay Reichs, who played at Pope John, lives in Petersburg. Brock Stanicek of Pierce. Colin Hogan is from Watsonville. His family originally from Beatrice, but he has been in California. So that's the very latest from UNK. And Nebraska picked up another commit yesterday to fill out their class, number 28. And this appears to be the final one that the Huskers have room for in Mason Wald, the defensive back out of Birmingham, Alabama, 5'11", 205. Brings a reputation as a hard-hitting safety to the blackshirt defense, a fearless hitter who helped his high school in Birmingham to back-to-back appearances in the Alabama 6A state semifinals. He joins prep teammate Justin Rogers in the 08 class, giving the Huskers their first signees from Alabama since 2003. So 28 members of this class, 26 freshmen, just two from the junior college ranks, plus all the walk-ons. We will take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coming up, the head coach at Lincoln Southwest, who saw firsthand Baker Steinkuhler for the last 4 years, Mark King, plus Ross Halford to talk district wrestling from HuskerMatt.com. It's all coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Please turn your head and cough.
Very few things in life are more uncomfortable.
Why pay too much for your next pre-owned car or truck? Since 1981, Carney Auto Sales on East Highway 30 has earned a reputation for selling quality vehicles at affordable prices. Carney Auto has a great selection of extra clean cars, SUVs, and pickups. Need a rental car? Take advantage this month of Carney Auto's special low rate of $19.95. Tax refund time is fast approaching. At Carney Auto Sales, you can buy here, pay here too. Stop in today or call for details at 236-7009. Open weekdays till 6 and Saturday till 4.
Doctors of Chiropractic are trained physicians in the art and science of spinal manipulation. They use this training to treat a wide variety of conditions, such as neck pain, back pain, headaches, and most sports injuries. For 17 years, Dr. John Klingensmith has provided chiropractic care that focuses on total body wellness. Maybe that's why in a recent Gallup poll survey, 90% of chiropractic patients judge their care as effective. So the next time life bangs you around, see Dr. John Klingensmith at Klingensmith Family Chiropractic. Call for an appointment today, 234-4940.
More exciting high school basketball is coming your way this weekend. Tonight on ESPN 1460, the Kearney Bearcats welcome in Lincoln Southwest for boys action pregame at 7:30. On KHAS, St. Cecilia is at Grand Island Central Catholic pregame at 7:30. And on Power 99 FM, it's a doubleheader, Loop City at Centura, girls at 6, boys at 7:45. Saturday, district wrestling on Power 99 and St. Cecilia Adams Central boys basketball Saturday night on KHAS.
Hi, I'm J.W. Hart, the Ironman of the Professional Bull Riders. You're listening to the ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 AM.
We'll see a mix of clouds and sun across the area during the day today with highs around the lower 40s. Winds out of the west will stay gusty at times, around 10 to 25 miles per hour. We'll see mainly clear skies tonight, a low at 19, west winds of 5 to 15, up to 39 for a high on Saturday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 37.
Speaking of why Daddy's not here today. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Welcome to Central Nebraska. I know we've got a lot of teams traveling in for district wrestling. Best of luck. You know, I hope that you make it to state, but for guys of my athletic ability, some of you kids sitting in the back of the van or back of the bus, I hope you make it till tomorrow, and that is big, you know, because Friday, let's face it, is the weeding out process for district wrestling, and then tomorrow they come through and they get the semifinals and the wrestle back round and the heartbreak round and all the names that they come up for. That's one of the things I love, yet just confuse the hell out of me about wrestling is I've said time to time, you know, when we call wrestling, it is the hardest sport to call because, you know, in basketball, a free throw is a free throw. In wrestling, they could call it 10 different things. But it's also what makes the sport beautiful. They have so much knowledge, and so they know the kids. They know the brackets. They study that stuff out so hard. I mean, every coach in their mind has the number going into districts today. This is how many we should take for sure. This is how many we have a chance to take. And this is how many I hope we do take. I mean, there's usually three numbers, and however they want to phrase it, there's usually three numbers each coach has. And if it ever gets below that first number, it's not been a good weekend. Oh, we're taking three. What? Two? Oh, we're taking eight. What? Five? What the happened? But best of luck to all the wrestlers out there. Glad to have you along with us. Hey, if you missed any of the great interviews we had on the show this week, including Daryl Morris that we just talked to, Paul Merkowitz, Hastings College football, Doc Sadler, the head men's basketball coach at Nebraska, Jenny Kropp, who's playing on the AVP volleyball tour, was in Omaha last night, Sean Callahan, Jeremy Crabtree from Rivals.com and Huskers Illustrated, Check it out on our podcast at ESPNSuperstation.com, brought to you by Cunningham's Journal, where I hear they might be partying this weekend. There might be some parties going on. In fact, maybe a Captain Morgan sighting going on tonight at Cunningham's. So join them this weekend at Cunningham's in the Loft, sponsor of the Doug and Daddy ESPN podcast. It is the first Friday of
Lent.
Exactly. So far I've made it to 11:30 and have been able to make it through and not eat any meat.
Hey, you're so, a third of the way there.
Almost. All I got to do is make it to midnight, halfway home. But hey, you know, we talk about the great meat they have at Troutman's Quality Meats, and they still do. Fresh today, out of the smokehouse, new pineapple breakfast brat, jalapeno brats, Italian brats, and of course with Valentine's Day coming up, oh, what starts off a romantic evening more than you doing the cooking and not her, not the missus, not the girlfriend, and some of the guys, well, they can do it upright. They have USDA Choice age-certified Angus beef steaks.
You got to get some wine.
Oh, dude. Yeah. They're cut to your specification. Then you get a little wine. You put it to the side there, and you get the evening started off right. And, of course, because it is Lent, they have a whole bunch of great fish. You don't have to buy a box. Each is wrapped either single or double portions for your convenience. They've got orange ruffy, Canadian walleye, red snapper, salmon, swordfish, scallops. Oh, scallops. King crab legs, assortment of shrimp, and so much more. A huge selection of seafood for Lent. Remember that, not just today, but throughout the next 40 days at Troutman's Quality Meats. Across from Bob's Superstore, T-Bone the Big Steer out front to greet you. Right here in Kearney. Glad to have you along with us. Well, the Tri-City Storm is at home tonight and tomorrow to take on Cedar Rapids. But as we said yesterday, they'll be doing so without the services of Jordan Van Gilder. He broke his ankle in practice this week, Derek.
Yeah, that's not good. That's
sabotaged his skate or something. I don't know.
It's a tough break, though. It really is.
Van Gilder out for the year. The Storm has added forward Anthony Shuley in a trade with Waterloo in exchange for a sixth-round draft pick. He's expected to be in the lineup for this week's doubleheader against the Cedar Rapids Rough Riders. And the Storm trying to get on the winning track here. They were to have 6 of 7 games at home. Tuesday's game was postponed. Still, 5 of the next 6 games are at home. 5 of the next 6 games for the Tri-City Storm are at home. And at 1-888-455-ESPN, we're going to give away a family four-pack of tickets. You get to pick. You're going to go tonight or tomorrow. Whatever. You can go tonight. You can go tomorrow. A family four-pack of Tri-City Storm tickets. 1-888-455-ESPN. All I want to know is 5 of the next 6 games are at home for the Storm. Where do they go for that one road game? Where do they go? Huh? You know the answer, Derek?
I'm thinking.
So 1-888-455-ESPN.
That wasn't my guess. Something close. Something close.
1-888-455.
And I should know this. I should know this.
We will take a break and give you a chance to give us a buzz. And when we come back, Mark King from Lincoln Southwest will talk a little bit about Nebraska 5-star recruit Baker Steinkuhler.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Our transmitter actually contains parts of the Chernobyl reactor. It hasn't affected us yet.
Colin Coward, host of The Herd. Valentine's Day, it's next week, guys. Flowers need to be ordered soon. I've got a suggestion. Don't be the guy who forgets Valentine's Day or the guy who has to scramble at the last minute. Go to proflowers.com and order them today. I use ProFlowers all year long, and there's a lot of reasons why. It's easy. It's convenient. It's long-lasting flowers, 7-day freshness guarantee. It's a great value, and it makes her happy. Her from mom, girlfriends, wives, daughters. ProFlowers.com. Right now, a special feature exclusively to my radio listeners. 1 dozen red roses or 2 dozen assorted roses both come with a free vase and free truffles for $39.99. That's over a $20 savings. Go to proflowers.com to check it out. Find the radio microphone, upper right-hand corner. Type in my password, Colin. That's proflowers.com, password Colin. Or call 1-800-PROFLOWERS. Don't forget to use the code name Colin. Order today.
Nebraska weather pays little heed to our best laid plans. And when plans change, you want to know. Listen for school closing and late start announcements brought to you by Fidelke Heating and Air on the ESPN Radio Superstation whenever weather happens. Or visit us online at ESPNSuperstation.com anytime to view closing or late start information.
Just click on the Closings by Fidelity link right there on the ESPN Superstation homepage.
Hi, I'm J.W. Hart, the Ironman of the Professional Bull Riders. You're listening to the ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 AM.
We'll see a mix of clouds and sun across the area during the day today with highs around the lower 40s. Winds out of the west will stay gusty at times, around 10 to 25 miles per hour. We'll see mainly clear skies tonight, a low at 19, west winds of 5 to 15, up to 39 for a high on Saturday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 37.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We've given away a four-pack of Tri-City Storm hockey tickets, and who are our winner?
Ken in Kearney is going to tomorrow night's game.
He knew that the only road game for the Storm in their next six is at Omaha, so the Storm, their next six games, don't have to leave the state, and that has to be pleasing to Coach Littler and Red Root and the entire staff and crew that will be on the ice for their next six games, and hopefully they can put together a nice little streak. Coming up, Ross Halford from HuskerMat.com to talk about district wrestling. And in just a minute here, we'll catch up with Lincoln Southwest head football coach Mark King. And just from a coach's perspective, talking about Baker Steinkuhler, the five-star prospect that made it official by signing with the Huskers on Wednesday. Well, a lot of things going on this weekend, but maybe you'll get a chance to wind down today, tomorrow, or Sunday at Prairie Hills and check out their new golf course simulator. They're open from 8 a.m. till midnight, so no matter what's going on during your day, I'm sure you can find some time to just get away from it all, relax a little bit, whether you go out with the wife, whether you take the kids out there, whether you just go out with a bunch of buddies, you can enjoy your time at the Prairie Hills Golf Course. It is the best state-of-the-art simulator in 2007. Measures ball tracking and swing speed. It tracks the ball, not the screen. You could play 9 or 18 holes, some of the greatest golf courses all around the world. Come meet the new owners and operators, Curtis, Kurt, and Nick, and see the new clubhouse and feel the new attitude at Prairie Hills, where they are itching to get 2008 underway. You can check out what memberships are going to run you, and boy, are they affordable at one of the up-and-coming golf courses in all of Nebraska. And don't forget, if you want to get those clubs out and get the dust off here in February, you can do that. Located just 10 miles north of Kearney on Highway 10, Prairie Hills Golf Course. Stop by and see them today. Speaking of golf, 7 months after it opened for public play, Chambers Bay can start preparing for the U.S. Open. The course that was built over a former gravel pit along the low Puget Sound southwest of Seattle has been awarded the 2015 U.S. Open. That's right, 2015. It'll be the first U.S. Open held in the Pacific Northwest. The last time the U.S. Open went to such a new golf course was in 1970 at Hazeltine in Minnesota. Taking the U.S. Open to Chambers Bay signals a continuing shift toward municipal courses. With the 2015 U.S. Open is played, it will be the third time in an eight-year period that the national championship is played on a public layout. Torrey Pines in San Diego will host the U.S. Open this year, followed by Bethpage Black on Long Island. Well, you know, say what you want about Bethpage. It's open an hour. So if you want to consider that public, fine. You can at least get on. That's fine. But, again, these are tough courses to get on and obviously tough courses to play. But laying this out 7 years in advance now, the 2015 U.S. Open going to be played up in the Northwest. And one thing that always means is usually a little later start time. So the golf, either they got to play early in the morning for the TV or they have to push it back a little bit. So always nice when it starts out west. That usually means you can catch golf a little later on in the day, and that's always fun to do. One bit of information from the Nebraska American Legion Baseball tournament sites. Early on in January, as we were the first outlet to kind of let you know who was all hosting state junior and senior baseball action, we have a change already. The Class C juniors, which was supposed to be in Windside, has had to be changed because I guess they were bumped up to Class B. So you can't host it if you're not in that class. And Ravenna has been awarded the Class C Junior State Tournament, meaning that Gibbon will have the seniors and Ravenna will have the juniors, and the Class B State Seniors will be in St. Paul. That's great. But now it'll probably be 6 years before we get a state baseball tournament in the listening area again. which is unfortunate. It is very unfortunate. I know all these people are going to do a great job, but when's the last time we had a state baseball tournament? And Class A has rolled through the area. Grand Island, Kearney always do a great job hosting the state tournaments that they get. But B and C, where there are so many options, and then you jam three of them into the same year into a drive that is less than an hour apart. I mean, the baseball fans, they're all going to be divided. Plus, Ravenna's in, Gibbons in, St. Paul's in. And they're going to have to stay at home and work their districts and work their state. And it's just too bad they can't split that out a little bit more. Well, as we said, district wrestling is getting underway today as the kids probably have a little knots in their bellies as they get ready to try and qualify for the state meet in Omaha next week. And we are pleased to welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show, I believe for the first time, from HuskerMat.com, Ross Halford joins us, also getting ready for district wrestling later on today. Ross, thanks so much for the time, and welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hey, good to be with you guys.
Let's start. Where are you going today? What is intriguing to you?
Well, I'll be out at West Point for the C2 district, which I think is probably going to be the most competitive, probably the best overall district in the state this weekend. You know, some of those weight classes there, especially in the lower weights, you have 6, 7, 8 state medal type of kids there. So even the matches today, as we get down to those quarterfinal matches, those are going to be outstanding today. And you know, sometimes that's just the way it goes. You have a very tough district. It's kind of cyclical. Sometimes it's in the west, sometimes it's in the east. So I think West Point is going to be a showcase of talent this weekend.
When you come out, and a lot of people have talked about this before, there's pros and cons to wrestling in a tough district or an easy district. And usually when you get down to state and you see an upset, the first thing coaches say or fans say, you know what, I wonder what district this kid came out of. And usually you can see the results in that. Overall, is it better? I guess if you're good, it's better to come out of a tough district. But if you're that kid that could have made it to state in another district, you'd rather be in that district, I suppose.
Well, either way, I mean, if you do have a fairly easy district, then the chances are you're going to have a very early challenge at state in Omaha. For example, here, and I'll use the A4 district at Lincoln Southwest this weekend here. In my opinion, and of course with Kearney being there, Lincoln Northeast, you have a couple of teams there that just aren't real complete. You know, to put it mildly, Kearney's in a fairly easy district this year. Their kids are going to have some very early challenges. They're probably going to be, for example, I think at 103 with Stansbury at Kearney here, he has a great chance to win the A4-103 district there. But that also puts him in a position there in Omaha where, look, he's probably going to have at least somewhat of a challenge in the first round there, and certainly in the quarterfinals there, he's going to have one of the top-rated wrestlers in that class.
Ross Halford from HuskerMat.com is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Let's move to B, and it's always Omaha Scut, and they're actually hosting the district. Most of the teams in our area are going to go to the B3 at York. Aurora had been there for a while as a challenger once you got to state, but it looks like Scut, from everybody that's talking to me, says that this could be one of the easier state championships Scut has ever put together in this string. Who's going to be in there maybe fighting for second and third in your eyes?
Well, you're absolutely right. Scut is this is a team for the ages. I mean, they're absolutely fantastic. They don't really have a weak weight, and you know, it's going to be a long, long time before we see another team as complete as they are, and they're going to set records there that will not be broken for years and years. I think if you're looking for a runner-up, my money's on Boys Town right now. You know, Coach Groff down in Boys Town has done a great job with that program, and you know, seemingly every year they're right towards the top of Class B. You know, they're very, very strong at the upper weights there with Chris Leak, Kevin Barrett, and Sandy Standback in those upper weights there. That gives them three possible state champions, probably three kids that will be favored going into the state tournament. And, of course, they've got some depth behind them with Jimmy Jones and the 112-pounder Jay Jacobson, who in probably place, but he'll probably be fourth out of that district there because it's so stacked at that weight.
Let's move on to Class C. We're going to talk with Ross on Power 99 Sunday a little bit more during our Power 99 Wrestling Rally. And just because of time, I want to get to Central City sometime here, but I think we'll save that for Sunday, see how they come out of that district. I think they're probably one of the favorites in that B3 at York. But Class C, we've got some teams that are over at St. Paul. We've got some teams at Ravenna. And a lot of people from this area, Kearney Catholic, Ravenna kids, are saying, boy, this is a tough, tough district. A lot of the power in Class C will be at Ravenna. And I know that you say C2 at West Point is the place to be. What do you think about this C4 over at Ravenna?
I think it's comparable. I think that most of the weights at C4 are pretty complete. I see a good 4 to 5 wrestlers in most of the weights there. 152, for example, I counted 7 or 8 possible state qualifiers out of that tournament. That would be a dogfight at that bracket there. But, yeah, there's going to be a number of outstanding matches over there at Ravenna. And, of course, I've been out there before. They'll be a great host for the C4 tournament. But, yeah, when you talk about Gordon Rushville, Kearney Catholic, Southern Valley, Sergeant Burwell, Morrill, Ford, Ravenna, Mitchell, I mean, yeah, it's going to be a meat grinder of a district. Like I said, very comparable to C2 in terms of overall depth. And, of course, that does leave a void there probably with the other two districts. And C, you know, David City, in my opinion, this is probably the weakest qualifier, and that's kind of on par with the St. Paul district. Although, I think that, you know, if you are going out to St. Paul, there's some talented individuals to keep an eye on. Wrecking Coffee, Centennial, at 145. Obviously, the talented young freshman, Austin Wilson, out of Hastings, St. Cecilia, at 119. And then Red Cloud, Blue Hill bring a couple of pretty talented wrestlers as well. And then Stanley Taylor out of Fillmore Central at 140, who I'm sort of leaning to here with my forecasts. He might be the guy to beat at this weight in Class C this year.
And let's move on to Class D. It's been the Howells-Amherst type of show over the last few years in their separate districts here. Just kind of an overview of what you see going into the weekend for Class D.
Well, I think the major storyline will be obviously the top three teams are kind of separated out in the districts. East Butler at Tri-County and D1. We'll see how many kids that they can bring down to state there. Howells in the traditionally always tough D2 district up at Stanton, and they have their work cut out for them. And of course, Amherst here, the host. They have a number of talented and experienced seniors on their team. This will be their last time wrestling in front of their home crowd at Amherst, and I fully expect that they will capture that district there, and they'll send a number of wrestlers down to state. And I tell you what, I think that Amherst is going to be very, very tough to beat in Omaha.
Ross Halford, HuskerMatt.com. Last question before I let you go, and I'll probably ask you the same thing again on Sunday. But usually when we're talking wrestling, I like to get an opinion. We're getting ready to go to Omaha for the third year. I got the first year well attended. The weather's not been that great either year. And then you look at it, the well attended, and I think we were sold out, or at least darn near sold out Friday night. They had some things they needed to work on, obviously. I think they took care of those things last year, but then the fans didn't come. Just your thoughts so far, the first 2 years going to Omaha.
Well, anytime you make a change, and especially one as big as that, changing venues from the Devaney Center to the Quest Center, you're always going to have maybe a time for transition, I'm sure. My understanding is they used to wrestle the state tournament back at the Pershing in Lincoln, and at some point they moved to Devaney, and I'm sure they had some similar issues that came up. And, you know, weather, you can't really do much about that. I'm getting used to the venue up there. From a media perspective, it's just fantastic. I mean, you know, anybody who sat in the media broadcast section out there at the Devaney Center knows what I'm talking about. But
we got to know each other a little bit better in Lincoln, didn't we?
They got a little more leg room in Omaha, I think.
Well,
it's a transition, but you know, it's a beautiful facility, and I think that, you know, the Quest Center now, I think we're faced with the reality that it's going to be there for a while, so So we need to just kind of get used to it, and I think Omaha will continue to cater to the needs, and it'll continue to get better every year.
Well, Ross, we sure appreciate some time here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Enjoy your time at the C2 meet at West Point. We'll talk to you again Sunday, and we'll see you in Omaha.
All right. Take care, gentlemen.
That is Ross Halford from HuskerMat.com joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. District wrestling begins this afternoon. Wherever you're going, York, St. Paul, Ravenna, Amherst, or if you have Norfolk for the Grand Island Senior High wrestlers, you know, enjoy. Enjoy, enjoy, enjoy. And don't forget, 3 o'clock Sunday, Power 99, our 12th annual wrestling rally. We will be talking with area head coaches. We'll talk with a few of the kids that come in that qualified for state. We'll break everything down, everything you want to know about state wrestling, the matchups, who got the good draw, who didn't, how the team stacked up, any surprises from Saturday. It's all right there. 3 o'clock Saturday. Sunday on Power 99. Saturday, we will be at Amherst for the D3 District Championships tomorrow afternoon. Let's take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and we'll be back right after this.
It's that same satisfaction you got from pulling the arm off a Cabbage Patch doll.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, good times. The Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
I'm Doug Duda with the Sports Minute on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. The Tri-City Storm is home Friday and Saturday night to skate against Cedar Rapids. Face-off at 7:05. The UNK men's and women's basketball teams are on the road Friday playing at Colorado Mines. The Hastings College men's and women's basketball teams are on the road Saturday as they take on Dort at 2-4. The Nebraska men's basketball team returns home Saturday afternoon to take on Texas Tech. Tip off at 3 o'clock. The Nebraska women will host 17th-ranked Oklahoma State Sunday afternoon at 1:15. The game is televised on ESPN2. In wrestling, UNK will host Grand Canyon Friday and Western State on Saturday. Hastings College will duel Briar Cliff at home on Saturday afternoon. And the Nebraska wrestling team has their final home duel Sunday against Oklahoma. And the Nebraska Kearney and Hastings College baseball teams are scheduled to begin their seasons on the road this weekend. And that's the Sports Minute on ESPN. I'm Doug Duda.
Daughter came home from school and asked,
"Can we get candy for my Valentine?"
My little girl's first Valentine. But then she said,
"Mom, I have 32 Valentines."
Wow. Lucky for me, there's Walmart. They've got all the candy I need at a great price. So when it comes to Valentine's, just because she has a lot doesn't mean I'm going to spend a lot.
Walmart has everything you need for Valentine's Day, like 12-ounce Fun Dip kits for $2.96 and 12-ounce Hershey's Kisses for $2. This Valentine's Day, save money, live better. Walmart.
Axe stinky poetry. Smelly belly. You are so smelly, belly. There is a spray. That smell must obey.
Obey the spray! Obey the spray!
Get fresh and no longer smelly, belly.
This has been sponsored by From Funky to Fresh. Kill odor-causing bacteria with Axe deodorizing body spray.
Now through Valentine's Day, click on ESPNSuperstation.com, the Super Deals section, and receive half of half off during the Sweetheart Sale.
We'll see a mix of clouds and sun across the area during the day today with highs around the lower 40s. Winds out of the west will stay gusty at times, around 10 to 25 miles per hour. We'll see mainly clear skies tonight, a low at 19, west winds of 5 to 15, up to 39 for a high on Saturday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 37.
Doug and Daddy's Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. It's lunchtime, people. And there's not a bad seat in the house when you enjoy lunch or chow anytime at the Chicken Coop in Kearney and Grand Island. You can catch all your favorite spots and sports. That's what that's supposed to be, right? You can catch all your favorite sports on TV at the Chicken Coop. And they've got great food and drink specials. They've got great specials for lunch every single day. And if you don't want the special, they've got the best wings in town. Famous sandwiches like the chicken tender hoagie. They've got the pulled pork sandwich, roasted pork shredded and smothered in barbecued sauce, piled high on a Kaiser bun. And, of course, they've got great pizzas in there. Whatever you want to try, whether it's just a single topping pizza, whether it's the pepper jackaroni, whether it's the drunk Italian, they've got that. A great selection of appetizers, onion rings, gizzards, Irish nachos, garlic mushrooms, buffalo chips, chicken feeders. It's all good. So stop by today at the Chicken Coop, where you've got all the Coop's favorites. And, of course, all the great sports are on TV this weekend. You want to watch four college basketball games and the golf tournament?
You can do it.
You can do that?
It's possible.
The Coop?
Absolutely.
You want to watch NBA basketball, college basketball? Maybe there's a women's game on. Maybe you want to watch golf. Maybe there's something else on that I didn't even touch on, the Pro Bowl, of course, on Sunday. Maybe you want to watch it all at the same time. Well, you can at the Chicken Coop, downtown Kearney and Grand Island. Well, we have not been able to make contact with Mark King from Lincoln Southwest. We apologize for that. I will deal with him when I see him. But hopefully, if something came up today, we'll have a chance to catch up with him sometime next week. We're going to chat with him about Baker Steinkuhler. Don't forget UNK basketball on the road, Hastings basketball on the road at Dort, Husker basketball, as we talked with Coach Doc Sadler on the show yesterday. They host Texas Tech tomorrow at 3. If you get a chance, they'd love to have you in Lincoln at the Devaney Center. The Nebraska women will be on ESPN2 Sunday afternoon at 1, taking on 17th-ranked Oklahoma State. That should be another great basketball game on the women's side. The GPAC Sports Indoor Track and Field Athletes of the Week from the field events both go to Hastings. Scott Van Kira, once again, wins it on the men's side. He won the weight throw at the Doan Invite. And on the women's side, you've got Katie Moeller coming out of Grand Island, just a freshman, and won the high jump for a third week in a row. So congratulations to those two picking up those honors this week. And the Shrine Soccer Classic, the times and dates have been announced. They will again be in Hastings at Hastings College Saturday, June 14th. At 11 a.m. for the girls, 1:30 for the boys. The coaches have been named, but, Derek, none of them are from here, man.
Really?
Yeah. No coaches
no,
from
no
here.
Love. No love.
The head coach of the boys' South team, Dan Carpenter from Southwest High School. The boys' North coach, Gene Torrens from Elkhorn. Girls' side, the South will be coached by John Carlson of Omaha Scutt. The North will be coached by Libby Officer of Omaha Northwest High School. So again, the athletes will be named later on this spring, but the 2008 Shrine Soccer Classic will be June 14th at Hastings College, and for the first time, they're going to have a Shrine Soccer Parade downtown at 9 a.m., and then the games are at 11 and at 1:30. I want to thank the folks who joined us on the program today, which included Daryl Morris, the head football coach at UNK, Ross Halford from HuskerMat.com to talk district wrestling. High school basketball tonight. Enjoy wherever you're going, and we will see you on Monday when Daddy returns. The Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!